Former New South Wales police detective, prolific journalist and author, Duncan McNabb joins us now. Good morning, Duncan.
Good morning.
Now, Duncan, you were a policeman in Mona Vale around the time that this happened. What was the word amongst the police back then?
I departed just before this happened, so I was in the city at the time, but I think, and I'm just going by what I've heard more recently, at the outset, it was her, Lynette's, was reported as a disappearance by her family, and the police treated it as a missing persons case. And it's, which is pretty much common in those days. You'd still get lots of people reported as missing. And the assumption that you're pretty much being told the truth by the person making the report. It wasn't until quite some time later that, the case tumbled a bit and police realised they had a disappearance and possibly foul play on their hands. And what, almost 36 years later, it looks like they're finally going to arrest somebody for it.
And if we can just go back, Chris, it wasn't reported by Chris, Duncan. I think it was 6 weeks after she...
There was an enormously long period. I think the assumption, too, in those days, was she's wandered off with somebody or... Foul play wasn't suspected first up, and which is one of the great problems in this case is that those initial important days were completely missed because 6 weeks later there wasn't a report and was still as a missing person. So the early handling was problematic, to put it mildly.
But didn't a red flag come up, albeit that he reported it 6 weeks after the event, that suddenly a 16-year-old student was living in the house?
I'm not so sure whether the police were aware of that at the time. Oh. The inquiries would have suggested you go and have a go and have a look, knock on some doors and see what the circumstances are at the house. That should have put up every red flag known to mankind, but I'm not sure at this point whether the police actually went out to investigate it to find out what the circumstances of the house were.
Well, that's wrong, isn't it, in your opinion?
Absolutely.
Now, since then, two separate coronial investigations have been held into a disappearance. I think they both recommended that Chris Dawson be charged with her murder, Duncan?
They did. There was a person of interest, which is how the coroner normally describes it. And obviously it was Chris Dawson in these cases. It's a bit of a frustration of mine over the years, too, seeing cases where the police have done a good brief of evidence, they've come up with a great suspect, they've gone to the coroner. The coroner has gone through the evidence and tested some of the evidence and is of the belief that someone should be charged, yet the DPP declines to do so. And this case is one example of that, and there are plenty of others too I've encountered where the DP have said, maybe not. I find that really troubling and deeply frustrating, as do a lot of the victims and the investigating police, that you have a coroner saying, well, I reckon there's enough evidence to bat on, yet the prosecution declines to do so. In this case, two inquests down, they're finally going to do something.
Right. Now, do we give credit here to the Australian journalist Hedley Thomas and Slade Gibson, who were both actually given a gold Walkley for their podcast series, Teacher's Pet? And, that's generated international attention.
Oh, absolutely, and it's one thing in these cold cases, and I do cold cases a lot, as you know, is that there is an incredible importance in raising public awareness, telling the story to get the impetus. I think credit goes to the people from the Australian actually putting this case on the map and driving the public interest to get something finally done, and also to make it, when going public too, people will come forward, a memory might be jogged. I think, oh, God, I should have told someone about that years ago. And this happens all the time. And they will come forward and they'll have possibly new evidence, possibly new leads. It's incredibly helpful.
But can it work the other way, Duncan? Now with this success, is every person who thinks they're like an amateur detective now going to be looking into cold cases and putting up things that could jeopardise cases?
Yeah, I think that's a risk you run. But if it's done by professional journalists who are supported by lawyers and years of experience, that's fine. I think your armchair detective who thinks it's a nice idea to go out and prod into a case, that's always going to be slightly problematic, sure. But I think professional journalists supported by professional lawyers who understand these things and working perhaps in concert more with police would help enormously.
Yeah. It was back in September. Police searched the Dawson's former home. They failed to discover any remains or items of interest. You know, obviously, that's what they were looking for. But New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller said yesterday that finding her remains weren't crucial to finalising the matter. Is that often the case in a murder trial, that there is no body?
There's a couple of really solid precedents on being able to prosecute someone and prosecute them successfully for a murder without necessarily being able to find the body. And I think just as an aside, too, there are a couple of members of the New South Wales Police who've been looking into this cold case for years and have never given up, and they're also one of the drivers that have got us to this point as well, and they deserve a bit of credit for being the detectives who just don't give up. But in this case, whilst it would be incredibly great for to find Lynette's remains so the family can actually have some finality as well. But legally, they don't. It's not necessary. Fuller is completely right. They can still prosecute and prosecute successfully without that.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that is the case for the family.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the family, you know, finally after 36 years, the family and Lynette's friends, they just deserve something better.
Yeah, they certainly do. All right, good to talk to you as always, Duncan. Thank you very much for having a chat with us.